startup companies looking for office space in Baltimore will soon have a new place to set up shop. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the organizers of a new business accelerator with a premium connection are showing off their space with an open house today.
What is a business accelerator, you ask? Remember that class project from elementary school where you hatched an egg in a makeshift incubator, a glass box with lights? It's similar in concept, only you're hatching a new company into the world. And it's faster than an incubator.
It operates more or less like a boot camp.
Hungbin Ding, an associate professor at Loyola University Maryland's Selinger Business School, says business accelerators provide entrepreneurs with intense training over a period of time, say 3 months for example, to help bring an idea to market.
At the end of 3 months, all of the entrepreneurs will have a prototype of their technology or product ready for commercialization.
Johns Hopkins University has launched its second business accelerator, Fast Forward East, at the corner of North Wolf Street and Ashland Avenue. The first accelerator opened in 2013 near the Homewood campus. The new location is expected to attract attention from biomedical companies because it steps from Johns Hopkins Hospital and has affordable lab space. Some companies began moving in last week.
This is a chemical hood, and this is where we'll be synthesizing all of our materials that then will later be tested.
And Lauren so we'll Dickinson with Gemstone Biotherapeutics, a regenerative medicine company, gives a tour of the shared lab space, which will cost Gemstone $800 a month to use. Christy Weiskill with the university says lab cost was kept in mind when designing the space.
Companies often don't have a lot of money, thousands and thousands of dollars that are required to buy equipment on the first day of starting a company in a lab. So we're trying to provide some of that basic equipment that the companies can share.
In addition to the labs, there are 28 bullpen desks and 6 dedicated offices with rents ranging from $200 to $800 a month. One of those offices is occupied by Ed Yoon with Data Fascia, who is writing on the walls of his office. But don't worry, the paint used in the offices turns a boring wall into a dry erase board. Yoon is Data Fascia's chief technology officer. The company is working on a way to make electronic health records, or EHRs, more available to app developers.
In essence, we're sort of a middleware layer that allows us to take data from different EHRs and abstract it away so that the app developer is just looking at the data.
Data Fascia moved here from Betamore, a business incubator in Federal Hill, because of its proximity to the hospital, where a project the company is involved in is being tested in the surgical ICU department. Yoon says the Hopkins connection is critical for the company.
If you have something running at Hopkins and it's proven at Hopkins, then you know other folks will take notice.
Professor Ding says there are at least 6 accelerators in Metro Baltimore that can enhance an already strong footprint in medicine, technology, and education.
Once accelerators start to perform its function as a channel for creativity energy, then you will start to enhance the entrepreneurial ecosystem of Baltimore City and Baltimore metro area.
Eventually, Fast Forward East will move into a new building, expected to open in 2 years, across the street from the current location. It will be 5 times larger. I'm Kenneth Burns in East Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.